Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. Indeed, for the first time in more than a week, we are live right now so you can be a part of the broadcast, so you can pose your question or seek direction for the tough issues of real life. If there's something you'd like to talk about, well, along with our brand new studio that we are inaugurating today, we have a new call-in number. If you can, get something to write with and take down our new permanent call-in number. And if you're ready, that new number is 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. And for those of you who are number-oriented like I am, the full number is 844-322-2742. If you'd like to talk, call now, 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. Well, Bob and Richard, an exciting day around Basic Gospel, and everybody's raring to go with our first broadcast from our brand new broadcast center.
Well, Bob, indeed we are. We are so excited to be in our new digs, and the facility is just beautiful.
Yeah.
For some of you who may not know, we bought a church building a number of years ago. We had just more space than we knew what to do with, and we felt it was just good stewardship to sell that building, to consolidate into some lease space, and that's where we are today. We are so thrilled. I was telling some of the staff today, I feel like Abram when God came to him and said, get up and move. And, and that's what we've done. We've gotten up and moved, and we think it's going to be a great mean great things for us in the future. I think God has his hand on this ministry. He is doing wonderful things and changing people's lives. This past weekend, I was at a church in Childress, Texas, and was talking to a lady there, and she said, I've been working through a resource Bible study guide, The New Covenant Journey, and I've lived all of my life with this mountain of guilt and condemnation heavy on me. And I've always been fearful of God and felt guilty. And finally, I've come to the point and I've let go of that. And there's no more condemnation. And I've embraced it. And you could just see the smile on her face and the joy in her heart. Well, that's what this ministry is all about, is bringing truth so that people can be set free. And that's what we're going to be talking about this particular month. You know, in John 16, Jesus said these words, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. If there's not a truer statement in the Bible, I don't know. I don't know one.
No.
We
really?
All know this to be true. In this world, we're going to have trials and sorrows. There's not a person that I've ever met in life that hasn't gone through a particular trial or some sorrows. That's just part of being human.
Yes,
that's just our plight in life, so to speak. But we have Jesus. He's alive. Jesus Christ is alive, and he can speak into our situations. And when in him, we can truly have peace. That's what we want to talk about this month. If you're going through trials, if you're going through sorrows, we want to talk with you and point you to Jesus Christ so that you can experience peace in him. And and the phone lines are wide open right now at 844-322-2742. And the first person who calls that number, 844-322-2742, we're going to give you a special resource and a gift just to say thank you for being the first. So again, that number, 844-322-2742.
I thought for sure you were going to say that you'd come and spend the night with him or something.
Well, that wouldn't be a good surprise.
It might be. You just can't ever tell. Well, again, that number, as Bob said, 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you, and I think we might have a call on the line right now, even as we speak. Well, actually, while we're getting that call up on the line, let's take a question from Tammy. The subject is guilt. She says, I was raised in church and accepted Jesus and was baptized when I was a teenager. I'm middle-aged now, and I've had an unhealthy habit most of my adult life and always had the feeling that God was going to get me for it or I would die from it and somehow not go to heaven. For many years, I suffered from panic disorder, order which became crippling, and I was almost dysfunctional. But a few years ago, I became more sure of the new covenant message and told God I would trust Him no matter what became of me. I know God delivered me from it, and I no longer have to take medicine. The thing is, I no longer have that general feeling of guilt that had made me sick. I still have the bad habit, however. Is that normal? That's the question from Tammy somewhere in America. Is that normal?
Well, I appreciate her writing to us, and I think that's one of the big questions that we always ask ourselves. You know, I'm thinking these thoughts, I'm experiencing these feelings. Is that normal? Am I the only one? And when you get into a group of people and the leader or the speaker asks the question, how many of you have felt this? You'll see every single hand go up in the room.
Yeah.
And you just hear this sigh of relief, people saying, I'm not the only one. That this is normal and that God does have an answer for me. I'm so glad that Tammy has found her forgiveness and understands what Christ has accomplished for her through his finished work on the cross, because so many of our problems, the root cause of them is the guilt that we experience because of our sins. We want to know, are we going to be punished? That's what we fear more in life than anything else, God's punishment. But the cross tells us that the punishment that we justly deserved went upon Jesus. And when we understand that, we go free.
Yeah.
And that's the good news of the gospel.
That is good news. And I hope you're listening.
Yeah, there's one aspect of that. She says, well, but I've still got the habit. Mm-hmm. Well, be patient.
That's right.
God deals with the guilt first. He makes sure that you understand that you're a forgiven person and that he's not going to leave you. Then the Spirit starts its work in transforming your mind and teaching you how to say no.
Yes, indeed.
So just keep on keeping on, and the Spirit will lead you where you need to be.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to our first caller. We're going to go to Trish in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Trish. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you today?
Welcome. You're the first caller, so we're going to put you on hold in a few minutes and get your information, and we're going to send you something special just for being number one today.
One of our packing boxes is coming your way.
How nice. Thank you.
You are welcome. How can we help you? What's on your mind?
Well, my biggest fear is being 61, being out on your own after being in a relationship. It's harder on you when you move. Like when you were younger, you can move and take the move. But now it's emotionally, I feel all alone. I've asked God for his help. And, of course, I want it right now. But it's not going to happen. And I'm afraid. I am actually afraid to make it on my own. And I know maybe it's Satan is trying to make me feel bad. So I'm really having a hard time with this.
Well, Trish, loneliness is something that we all experience from time to time. I was in New York City this summer, and you know, just walking, I looked in the faces of so many people, and there's just, you know, thousands of folks walking those streets. You have to fight for every step. And yet in the place where so many people are, I think loneliness is a very commonplace feeling. And when we're alone, we're frightened, we're scared, as you mentioned. And that's where we have to come to grips with the fact that I'm not alone. I mean, truth is, I may be alone, humanly speaking, but I have Jesus Christ alive, living in me. And so, Trish, do you know that Christ is alive, living in you?
Yes, I most certainly do. But I think the fear is keeping me from feeling that and helping me to go forward. I mean, I've got church friends I could call upon. This is something that just happened this weekend. So
it's fresh.
Yes,
those feelings are there.
Fresh. I could cry at the drop of a hat, and I hate the feeling. I really do.
Well, you know, Trish, it's okay to cry at the drop of the hat. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you just need to let those tears flow. But as you do, I think in letting those tears flow, you can really sense that God is there with you. So don't be afraid to let those emotions out. Also, don't be afraid to take a step of faith. Are you new to Louisville, Kentucky?
No, not at all. I really live in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Okay. But Louisville is such a bigger place. So.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Trish, you know, Christ is there living inside of you. He loves you. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. And I would just encourage you to pray for a special sense of his presence at this time. And if you don't mind, I would love to pray for you right now. Can I do that?
Sure.
Yeah, well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Trish, and thank you that she reached out to today and to seek some help, to find some answers. Thank you that you have already touched her heart, that you have come to live inside of her. And during this time where she's feeling alone and isolated, just give her a special sense of your presence. Make your presence known to her in such a way that she knows that you are there with her, and to give her the confidence she needs to step out in faith into this new direction in life that she's in right now. So we trust you with all of this, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do and how you're going to make your presence known in Trish's life right now. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Trish. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get some information from you, and we'll send you a special gift for being the first caller on the new number, and then we want to follow up with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You hang on,
and
Trish.
And I love you guys.
Well, thank you, and we love you too, and so glad you reached out to us today.
Thanks.
You hang on.
Yes, indeed. 844-322-2742. That's a brand new number, the brand new call-in number for Basic Gospel. If you have not yet done so, we encourage you to jot it down. 844-322-2742 or 844-32-BASIC. How simple could it be?
That's exactly right. Well, let's go to, looks like we're going to go to Denver, Colorado, and talk with Chris, listening to us on KRKS. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing just fine on this fine Monday. You know, I just keep hearing, I've heard it like all day, but it's Christian radio. And I just want you, you know, if you guys could help me out, is to express that, you know, I keep hearing the word fear. And it's the, you know, to me, and we've all been afraid. I've been a Christian for more than 20 years, and I still consider myself a babe in Christ. So fear comes up, but I always considered fear the opposite of faith. And that we're, you know, even Winston Churchill said we have nothing to fear but fear itself, becomes an option. I mean, I just want to hear you guys, you know, view on that.
Well, Chris, I think you're right in putting fear and faith at opposite ends of the spectrum. I think we come into this world operating out of fear because of Adam and Eve's sin, because they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because they lost their relationship with God. They hid from God because they were afraid of him. Well, that fear has now been passed on to every human being. It's part of just coming into this world. We're naturally fearful people. And our fear really is tied to punishment. John writes about that in his first letter. Perfect love cast out fear because fear has to do with punishment. We're fearful that God is going to punish us because of our sinful acts, because of our sinful deeds. That's why the cross is so vitally important to us, because at the cross we see that Christ took our punishment for us. And if we can rest in that, then we can see that fear starting to dissipate. We can see the love of God actually casting it out of us. That's why this gospel message is so vitally important. So fear entered into this world when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It became a part of our DNA, so to speak, our human makeup, and now it can be cast aside by the love of Christ.
That's beautiful. I mean, because I just felt like somebody needed to hear that today, because I've been hearing a lot today about fear, and, you know, and Jesus himself, you know, he snapped the keys of death and hell away from the one Adam gave power to, and now we have a power back. And I don't know if we operate in our power, we operate out of our fear. I know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but the fear of anything else outside of that, you know, it seemed like someone needed to hear this today. That, you know, don't be afraid. Fear not. I mean, the angels kept telling us, fear not, fear not.
That's exactly right. That's why I love the first words we hear from God in the New Testament are fear not.
Yes.
Because of Jesus. We don't have to fear because we have Jesus. He's the gift of God to us. And in his presence, there's absolutely nothing to fear.
I just knew you gentlemen would have the answer. And like it encourages me even today, and I know we're encouraging someone else.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thanks so much for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
You're welcome.
Well, let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Kevin, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you, my friend?
I'm okay. I'm just leaving work. It's my first time calling anyway, so I'm happy to get through.
Well, we're happy you did as well. Thank you.
Yes, I'm calling in regards to the young lady who she just came off the air. I'm having the same problem because last week, I went through some personal stuff concerning my wife, and I find myself a thought of reaching out to God because I want to change my life and I want to serve him. But my problem is, each time I go to the church and they started praying for me, I mean, just the thought of people looking at me, it tends me to draw back and not really I'm releasing the full flow to praise him. I cried a lot. And I could feel the presence of God, but as I said, each time I just find myself, I'm basically pulling back in my shadows. You know, what can I do to overcome that part of fear, you know?
Well, I think, Kevin, you know, part of it is learning who you are in Christ and really embracing that new identity. And so I'll ask you, have you come to Christ by faith? Have you confessed with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a believer. You have gone from death to life. Christ has come to live inside of you. And as a result of that, you have a new identity. And oftentimes, we don't really fully embrace that new identity. We say, oh, yeah, we're a child of God. But we never think through the ramifications of that. Well, you're a child of God. That means Christ lives in you. That means you have his presence with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That means that your sins have been totally forgiven. There's no condemnation for you, that you've been declared righteous, you've been redeemed, you've been set free from the power of sin and death by the power of the Spirit of life. You have been reconciled to God. You're on the same page with him. You're not his enemy. You have recognized the fact that he is for you, not against you. You've been justified. You've been given hope. You have this assured future. Just because Christ has saved you, and when you start to rest in those incredible truths, you start seeing confidence build up inside of you. Not pride, not an arrogance, not a swagger or anything like that, but just this assurance that you truly belong to God, that you are his, and that he is going to work all things together for your good. And so when you understand that, you can have the courage to step out in faith. That's why, again, this gospel message is so vitally important, Kevin. You know, I think we all can relate to what you're saying. We shrink back from things that we know we should move forward into. Why? Because we're afraid. We're not sure if it's going to work out for us. But we have to recognize that God's promised He's going to cause all things together to work together for good. So if I jump in and it's a mistake, it's still a win-win because God has promised to take even that and work it together for my good.
Right, right.
Now, there's another aspect of this, Kevin, that sometimes in a church situation, especially if what you're doing is maybe bringing something quite personal into the public forum, we're naturally very reticent to do that. And that's the advantage of small groups, where you actually are in relationships with people and you get to know them and they get to know you and you build up a certain level of trust. And then if you need to share something that's a little more personal, you can without the fear of public exposure. So, and again, that's the beauty of what Bob was just describing, because the Spirit will lead you where to share and how to share and how to be confident in spite of anybody's reaction to what you share, because it's based on your identity, not upon their acceptance or rejection of you.
Let me do this for you, Kevin. I think we have some wonderful resources that can be a big help to you in your walk with Christ. And let me put you on hold and we'll send those to you. It's a booklet, Forgiveness, The Door to Life, and then a CD entitled Drive the Stake. And once you read those and listen to it, I encourage you to call us back, okay, my friend?
Okay. I can't hear a prayer for me, okay?
We sure will. You hang on, Kevin, okay?
Okay.
Well, let's go to Lucy,
Lucy
in San Diego. Hi, Lucy. Welcome.
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, we are fantastic.
Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. We are so happy for you.
Well, we sure appreciate that, Lucy, and I appreciate the kind little Facebook posts that you have made on some of the pictures we've posted, and just appreciate your love and friendship.
Well, we do love you, that's for sure. I'm calling because we understand that November is about emotional issues.
That's correct.
Mental health. Or I should say mental problems.
Yes.
I'm not talking about myself. No. Just kidding. However, there is someone in our family who other members of family and probably I have used the word delusional. And this person goes very much into the dark side, you know, like studying Kabbalah and equating Jesus with Muhammad and Buddha and wearing talismans and just a lot of dark things. Still says that, believes that this person is a believer, says that, but says things that apparently believes are true, but they're totally absolutely never happened.
Yeah. Well, Lucy, I've certainly met people like that and have ministered to people like that. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned is the fact, you know, Jesus and Muhammad and all of these folks are kind of on the same level. And that's just something that, you know, needs to be talked through because Jesus is God. And I think what he's exhibiting is a rebellion. He likes some of the things about Jesus, but doesn't want to fully embrace him as God and bow the knee to him as Lord of his life. And I think that's the key going on. Well, Lucy, we're almost out of time.
Okay.
We sure appreciate your call. And we'll
send
me an email and we can talk more about that, okay?
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Thank
you, Lucy. Well, as we enter the home stretch of the year, Basic Gospel needs your help to keep the good news of the love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ on the air each day. And from the responses that we've received, it's evident that the Lord is working through this ministry to make a difference in people's lives. And that, of course, is why we're here every day. And that's why we ask you to support this ministry.
Please help us today with your most generous gift to Basic Gospel. You'll find the support link in the header at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. That's 844-412-2742. We hope to hear from you today. Well, thanks for joining us for this first edition from our brand new broadcast center, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.